Darren, you got to help me out here. It's got to be something more than this. It can't be she's so memeable. She came in today. She's over there in Abu Dhabi, wherever she is. She's all puffed up, right? She's talking big. She's a big thinker. She's given the great thoughts, the big thoughts. She's a total and complete political hack. Okay, complete political hack. And I'm so glad I had a tiny role in making sure she was never president of the United States back in 16. But you can't. Some guy can't make memes because she's so memeable. You can't. It's not because of memes. They can't throw this guy in prison for 10 years because you're making memes about Hillary Clinton and, quite frankly, the clowns, the clown show that were her supporters, right? Tell me it's not true.
I'm telling you it is true, and it's far worse than you described. You know, these memes, so just to reiterate what kind of memes we're talking about, they're memes that just playfully tell people, oh, you want to vote for Hillary? Send a text message to here, here. The commentary, the subtext being Hillary voters are so dumb that they'll send a text. It's a meme format. It's a joke. It's satirical. That's what it is. The Biden Department of Justice is using this Ku Klux Klan Act, which was basically devised to prevent the Klan from physically intimidating African-American voters from going to the polls. And they're saying that the disinformation in these memes is encompassed in this Ku Klux Klan statute, a ridiculous claim. As I said, they're trying to codify the disinformation scam into criminal law. And there's another even darker development. I mentioned the stochastic terrorism, this kind of tool that they use to say you can't criticize anyone on the left because that could result in some random person reading it and doing something violent. Absolutely ridiculous theory. They're trying to codify that into law too, because in this case against the meme maker who's called Douglas Mackey, who is a legendary Twitter account, was actually ranked by MIT to be one of the most influential Twitter accounts of 2016, which is probably why they're so salty about these anti-Hillary memes. The memes were so devastating that they said, we need to throw this guy in prison for 10 years. But there's somebody on this case, a co-conspirator, who is part of his group chat, who is now basically a Fed, who is an informant and who is actively working with the feds. Now, here's the remarkable thing. There is a ruling recently that said that Doug and his counsel, they can't interrogate this guy. They have nothing to say about it with him. He's totally the witness. In this case, the cooperating witness is totally cordoned off. Usually you have a right to confront your accuser, to interrogate your accuser. In this case, it's being taken away. And, you know, usually the circumstances under which that happens is like somebody's testifying against a cartel. But even in those cases, even in cases of people like testifying against Mexican cartels and MS-13, there are narrow conditions under which the government can, you know, basically say you don't have a right to confront this witness and interrogate this witness. Obviously, this meme maker is not MS-13. He's never been violent in his life, never had a violent charge in his life. And yet the government's saying you can't confront this accuser who's now working for the feds in multiple investigations. You can't know anything about this person who's behind the veil accusing you. Why? Because if the person's name became public, he would be subject to online harassment. So the very prospect that someone could be subject to online harassment is being used as a pretext for the government to hide the cooperating witness from this guy. So they're codifying multiple things into law here. The disinformation scam, the stochastic terrorism scam. If this succeeds and if this precedent holds, we're done. There's simply no media allowed in this country that can challenge the regime. If this precedent is set, the media is done insofar as any ability to challenge, critique, or God forbid, mock Biden and his associates. It's that important and it's that dark.
Okay. This is why I need you guys to go to Revolver. It also gets to the deeper thing of these feds everywhere and, you know, what happened on J6, what's happening in this situation. Darren, before I let you go, I just want to report breaking news out of Clive, Iowa. It's at a town hall. And I want to report, this is Bob Costa of CBS News, the lead political editor and reporter, Robert Costa. Here in Clive, Iowa, former Ambassador Nikki Haley says she supports the U.S. confronting Putin, quote, preventing a bigger war from happening, unquote. A man in the audience stands up and shouts that Ukraine is not an ally and says he's done with the GOP if it's going to be the war party. Ambassador Haley, calm, continues on and explains her view. You're seeing now, right, the MAGA people are saying they had a belly full of the neoliberal neocons. Beatty, how did we get to Revolver to follow all this, everything you're breaking, everything in the Ukraine war, all of it, sir?
Revolver.news. This case I'm talking about, throwing a guy in jail for 10 years for memes, it's the most important First Amendment case in the country. I encourage everyone to support this guy's legal defense fund. It's memedefensefund.com. All of our futures are at stake in this case. If it's established that the Biden regime can put a guy in prison for 10 years for memes and then have cooperating witnesses that he's not even able to interrogate or know about, we're done. It's Gulag territory. It's Stalin territory. It's that important. So I encourage everyone, go to revolver.news, read about the case, share it with everyone interested. And if you can, support this individual at memedefensefund.com.
Okay. Darren, great work. Thank you very much, sir, for hanging out.